I'm Mike McCormick, and I'm a writer. And although I've been living in Galway for many years, every time I sit down to write, my imagination and my pen takes off to my home county of Mayo. And when I was asked to do a piece for this programme, my imagination went right back to two incidents, two journeys from my childhood. I've always believed there was many different Mayos. There's the geographical Mayo with all its mountains and bogs and all its cliffs and shorelines. And this is the Mayo I used to travel across as a child with my family. We would set out from the village of Lecanvie in South Mayo to my grandparents' place in Dahuma up in Erris. And at the time, this was during the 70s and 80s, this journey took over 2.5 hours in a Red Anglia car, which was later upgraded to a grey Cortina. Up through Westport and Newport and out onto Mulranny with its broad views across the bay. And then, a few miles further on, we turn under a single arch bridge, which for me always marked out the beginning of that broad landscape of Ballycroy and all the way to Bangor and back towards Gisala and beyond. And this whole area was such a marvel to me during these childhood journeys. These were the Western Plains. And in those years, it was open bogland and it used to spread out to a distant horizon under extraordinarily large skies. It was on these journeys as well that my sense of scale and universal immensity was established. I was always told that this part of the world was the last part of Ireland to be reached by rural electrification. It seems fitting now that this part of the world has dark skies accreditation, which still gives us a proper sense of the reach and depth of the universe. But there's another Mayo also. It's an infinitely bigger landscape, and this is the Mayo of the mind, the Mayo of the imagination. The village of Lecanvie sits on the side, on the edge of Clue Bay, right under the holy mountain, Crookpatrick. And in my childhood, we could walk out our back door and keep going in a straight line up the side of the reek, as we called it, till we reached the church on top, over which we had that marvellous view of Clue Bay, in which as children we were always told that there was an island for every day of the year. And in those days, the annual pilgrimage to the top of Crookpatrick was done by night, and we would stand at the gable of our house and look out over to the pilgrim path, which ran up by the side of Campbell's pub and which during the darkness became a stream of light. Lamps, torches, flashlights, making a whole ribbon of light up the side of the mountain. Sometimes in the mid-70s, this night pilgrimage came to an end. It was felt by the bishop or whoever that there was too much devilment and fun being had on the pilgrim path in the hours of darkness and not enough penance. I laugh about that every time I hear it. Too much fun being had on the pilgrim path.